Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I'm Alan Cobley, Professor of History at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, January 28, 1952, an important meeting occurred of the Vestry in St. Joseph to organise its business for the year. The report of that meeting gives us a glimpse into the operations of the Vestry, the system of local government that existed at that time in Barbados. The business of the Vestry was controlled by members of the local elite. One of the key items on the agenda that day was the annual budget. Charged with the responsibility for alleviating poverty in the parish, the Vestry allocated $1,900 for the purpose. However, there was much debate about the allocation for the provision of medicine for the parish, which was budgeted at $960. This brought vehement opposition from G.A. Haynes, a big landowner and a member of the House of Assembly, who argued that it would lead to heavier taxes for the people of the parish. Following his objections, the allocation for medicine was cut to just $415. However, due to the prevalence of venereal diseases, the Vestry allocated a separate sum of $1,234 for the operation of the local VD clinic. This first meeting of the Vestry for the year also appointed members to serve on the Vestry's many boards and committees. There was a special committee known as the Soil Conservation Board. This was of crucial importance for a parish located in a landslip-prone area and which produced sugarcane from several large plantations. Chaired by the Director of Agriculture, this committee also included L.L. Gill and J.A. Haynes. Other committees organised at the meeting were the Board of Highway Commissioners, the Sanitary Board, and the Welfare Committee. There was also an assessment committee, which made an annual assessment of property in the parish for purposes of taxation. All 10 members of the Vestry comprised this last committee. In addition to its civil functions, the Vestry also had some responsibility for ecclesiastical affairs in the parish. In this regard, it selected H.A. Carter to represent the parish church at the local synod. Though little remembered today, for centuries the Vestry system had exercised authority over many aspects of everyday life in the parishes. It was only after the first general elections held under universal adult suffrage in Barbados in December 1951 that the power of narrow elites to run things had begun to change.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.